This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The two staffers assigned to watch accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein in a federal lockup cell reportedly slept for much of the time they were supposed to be guarding him. That's according to the New York Times. Epstein found hanged in his cell over the weekend. Former mayor of New York Rudy Giuliani is also a former prosecutor there, and he says that facility has clearly gone downhill in recent years.
I remember that facility as being one of the most secure facilities in America. Never had a problem with it because it was so well managed.
American rapper ASAP Rocky has been found guilty of assault following a street fight last June in Stockholm, Sweden. A Swedish court saying today that he doesn't have to do any more jail time there after serving a month in a Swedish detention center, but he has to pay the victim restitution. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, yeah, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
An Ohio teen accused of threatening federal agents online had reportedly been hoarding ammo for months. Prosecutors say 18-year-old Justin Olson took to social media to say he supported the recent mass shootings in Dayton and El Paso, as well as attacks on Planned Parenthood clinics. When Olson's home was raided yesterday, investigators say they found 15 rifles, 10 semi-automatic pistols, and about 10,000 rounds of ammunition. President Trump addressing workers at an energy plant in Pittsburgh yesterday. He was speaking about energy policy, but also talking about his chances of winning re-election.
Can you imagine if I got a fair press? I mean, we're leading without it. Can you imagine if these people treated me fairly? The election would be over. Have they ever called off an election before? Just said, look, just let's go. Go on, four more years.
Trump also complaining about trade imbalances with Japan and China. And this is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
China's foreign ministry is warning the United States about speaking out against violent crackdowns on protests in Hong Kong. Riot police have been seen violently going after pro-democracy protesters. We told you about the Hong Kong airport finally reopening late yesterday following shutdowns because of clashes between police and demonstrators there. Here are some lawmakers, including Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, have issued statements condemning what they describe as acts of violence by those police. China's accusing the U.S. of playing a role in the unrest, an accusation that Washington flatly denies. Some Apple laptops are no longer being allowed on planes. The FAA announcing the ban yesterday because they say the batteries can overheat and catch fire. It affects 15-inch MacBook Pro laptops sold between 2015 and 2017. Apple has already recalled the batteries, and four airlines implemented the ban a few days ago. A similar ban was in place in 2016 after batteries in Samsung's Galaxy Note 7 had phones explode. And the star of Chrisley Knows Best is being indicted on tax evasion, a 12-count indictment against Todd Chrisley and his wife Julie, also includes charges of wire fraud and conspiracy to commit bank fraud. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on this show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there as we come to you every Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And with us right now, the one and only, no baloney, we're talking James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing well. How are you?
Hey, hanging in there, all things considered. All in all, a quiet weekend. Still, you still got shootings in Chicago. I guess that that comes with every weekend, whether you need it or not, right?
Oh, yeah, but that's not new.
No.
Shooting in Chicago, you know, no matter how many people die, just like victims of the opioid addiction.
Yes.
Those are not news. What we have to have for news are the tragic shootings that can be politicized.
Yeah, and blamed on Trump. Yep.
Taking away constitutional rights from Americans.
Right.
Those are the ones.
So what do you think on this gun control issue? Within days, James, number one issue was immigration. Now that's set to the side, and now everybody is hot after gun control and implementing things that wouldn't have saved one life through this whole process that we went through.
Yeah, I mean, we have two shooters, one in El Paso, one in Dayton, who both went through background checks, made it through, regardless of looking back, Monday morning quarterback, oh, there's this red flag here, this there. You can always do that with people.
Mm-hmm.
But what it is look, we were sort of joshing about this, about the coverage. But when one of these young men, and that's notice that it's men, young
yes.
men, young
mm-hmm.
males are involved as shooters, when they get involved in one of these tragedies, the spectacle, the difficulty for people in dealing with the idea that there's this kind of evil where someone would engage in activity to kill innocent people, what happens is people want a simple, quick solution. We got to do something, they say.
Mm-hmm.
And that happens so, to politicians particularly, but obviously in the media. And the ugly truth is there is no simple solution to a very complex problem.
Well, let me ask you, James, in the history of man, has there ever been a solution to murder?
Well, of course, not to spiritual evil is something that's a reality. And from a Christian worldview, from a biblical worldview, a very rational explanation is that the world is imperfect, that it is sinful, that there's a current that flows toward evil, and that the only way man can overcome that current is through the grace of God. But the fact is, every civilization on earth has a rite of passage for young males.
Mm-hmm.
They move from adolescent to adult, and their inner warrior, which is inherent in a man,
mm-hmm.
is channeled. We have short-circuited that rite of passage here in the United States with political policies that encourage fatherless families, with political policies that take God out of religious expression in the public square, and with policies that fail to identify the positives of masculinity and basically toss all maleness into the trash with the phrase toxic masculinity.
Exactly.
Because we know, we can look back in time, and America had firearms. America had young people that were crazy. We had something we used to call juvenile delinquency.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a lot of the same variables, and we certainly had assault weapons. As a matter of fact, fully automatic weapons were legal up until 1968.
Mm-hmm.
What we didn't have were mass shootings, except, of course, we had large hits being done by organized crime, but that's not the same as what we see here. What changed, of course, are the things that I talked about.
Mm-hmm.
What changed was a policy that encourages fatherless families, social media, violent media being basically promulgated at younger and younger ages, and violent video games, and drug addiction. And by the way, also, we are an over-medicated society. Many of these shooters are on antidepressants that are serotonin uptake inhibitors that have, as a side effect, suicidal tendencies. And this is a form of suicide.
Mm-hmm.
People that engage in this activity, in most cases, do not expect to survive. It's a form of suicide, taking all kinds of innocent people with the person, very much like an Islamic terrorist.
Exactly.
That's why
part of the reason they're calling it domestic terrorism, because that is what's become. But James, you know, again, in terms of the complexity happens when you have men trying to solve a spiritual problem, and especially men that deny God, because the road to healing is through God. It's not through another president. It's not through, banning automatic weapons. You can figure it out. I mean, all these other countries that have gotten rid of guns, then the people, well, they use their cars, or they, you know, they're going to use a baseball bat or anything that they can get their hands on to commit murder. That's just been the nature. And again, historically, you look at any government, any form of government, any ism that's been out there, you have this to varying degrees. Now, the isms, probably you have greater numbers of people being murdered. Right now, it's somewhat contained because you do have some people of faith. But meanwhile, you know, it's our kids that are being, you know, they're very vulnerable and getting caught up in this net, that whether they're being affected by opioid addiction, media overload, overwhelming their sensories as the Bible would refer to it, is that they're searing their conscience. They're searing their conscience to a degree it doesn't matter. And this is all in a society that has a disdain for life. We've killed 60 million babies. I mean, this has really become a culture of death, and we're reaping what we've sown. And all of a sudden now we want to be offended because people are murdering people.
Exactly. And we, you know, when you talk about the word conscience, basically, we have educators, mental health professionals, and certainly the secular elite. They don't believe in the concept of conscience, a formed conscience, where, in fact, there is a moral fiber and a moral framework to society. We have removed the guardrails.
Exactly.
And then we're surprised when people go outside what used to be the guardrails.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're talking about these red flag laws. And red flag laws, they've actually been around for like 20 years. Connecticut had the first one.
Mm-hmm.
I live in a state in California where they've had red flag laws for about 5 years. They have done nothing. They make no dent. As a matter of fact, what the danger is that it allows officials with power to infringe on constitutional rights, on civil liberties. It can end up, you know, being something that actually leads to violence. And last year,
James, we got to go. We got to go to break. I'm going to let you pick it up from there when we come back. More from James Hurston after this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Bill Martinez live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Bill Martinez here, James Hurston with us, New York Times bestselling author, media analyst, and legal professor. James, sorry I had to cut you off because we had to go to hard break, but we're back. So pick it up from where you were at.
Well, I was talking about the red flag laws and how politicians and their desire to come up with some answer and do something now are talking about red like it was, including the President of the United States, talking about it. Lindsey Graham has some bipartisan thing. He's working with Richard Blumenthal, the senator of all people.
Yes.
I trust him to protect constitutional rights.
He has no credibility as far as I'm concerned. Wasn't he the one that said falso and, you know, false in one thing, false in everything? I mean, and I can't even believe it came from his lips.
Like, that's right. No, I mean, yes. Oh, yeah, he lied about his military record. But look, red flag laws are a formula for government abuse. And the reason is because they're predictive statutes. Yeah, if you remember the movie Minority Report, Spielberg came out with it, Tom Cruise, that envisioned a time where there was technology to predict crimes, and we would arrest people before they committed a crime. Now, we don't have technology. We don't have science. We don't have good ways to predict whether people are going to go off and exercise spiritual evil. So a red flag law in the state of Maryland produced the death of an innocent man last year, where two Maryland police officers shot and killed a 61-year-old guy in his own house, waking him up around 5 in the morning. And they had been ordered to remove the guns from his home. Now, the circumstances around it, I'm not blaming the police officers, but somebody comes to a person's house at 5 in the morning, they have no idea why they're there, that can result in a tragedy. Like,
yeah, God forbid you would have at least sent them a notice and said, hey, look, we need to take your guns. We're giving you notice. Meet us at 3 o'clock at the police department. Make sure that there's no bullets in the weapon, that everything's been disengaged and be there. But no, let's go 5 o'clock in the morning beating on the door, waking somebody from a dead sleep, and then make them dead.
Sure. And the way the red flag laws read, either people who live with you in your immediate family or local law enforcement can go into a judge. Now, they have, you know, a heavy burden. They have to show that the person is somehow at an extreme risk. And that's what they call these extreme risk protective orders. And that the individual in question has to have a firearm temporarily taken away with no notice. They take the gun away first.
Yes.
Then the individual goes into court within a short period of time, whatever it is, 2-3 weeks, and has to disprove. It's the opposite of due process.
Exactly.
And can it be abused? Well, we know domestic violence statutes are abused. Sexual harassment statutes are abused. People lie. And they lie in immediate families all the time. And so someone who has a grudge against someone, who has a bone to pick with someone, one person can begin a red flag operation. Now,
look what happened.
Intensity towards violence.
Exactly.
But that's not always going to be the case. And I think it's ripe for abuse, and that hopefully we can convince the administration to back away from it.
Well, you know, case in point was what the country went through and what Justice Kavanaugh went through. I mean, you know, in a sense, this is it. Forget about due process, and they haven't given up yet. I mean, they want another bite at the apple, and they're still going after him. You know, and meanwhile, here's this person makes the accusation, and, you know, she turns her world upside down. Whatever, you want to have some compassion for somebody that experienced something here, but it's like, wait a minute, if you're going to go this far, you got to go all the way and figure out, is there any veracity to the statement? There wasn't enough veracity to where the senators were willing to change their votes. You know, they felt for her story. But at the end of the day, did they believe her? Did they believe Anita Hill?
But, you know, this is what our government has come to, and we're ripe for these kind of accusations and destroying people. I mean, you got kids in college that, have lost, lost college years because of false accusations, and, gals get upset because, the guy's no longer interested. Well, she's going to make him pay. And, we see this kind of retribution taking place, and at what cost? And meanwhile, what happens to the false accuser? Is anything happening to them?
Yeah, no, in theory, something can happen to them, but when it does happen, the person's already lost their constitutional rights. So it doesn't address the problem. It doesn't prevent the spiritual evil that we're talking about.
Right.
And it doesn't address the issue of fatherless homes, the issue of social media. There's a mental health variable here, but it's just one of many. That's the reason it's complex.
Right.
There's not one answer. And, here in Orange County, we just had a mass killing event. Four people died. The guy was running around with a knife.
Yes.
And stabbing people. It didn't get much publicity. He stabbed six or seven people, killed four in a very short period of time at multiple
right.
locations. A knife is a very deadly weapon. But of course we can't regulate knives. They're in every sushi bar.
Right.
It's just insane. And if we took all the guns and all the knives away, well, then we have cars. We have people committing mass killings with cars.
Exactly.
Then there's the homemade bombs. We could just go on and on coming up with dangerous instrumentalities that we would get rid of. More people die
mm-hmm.
each year from swimming pools than die from firearms. And yet there's no call to have background checks to buy a swimming pool. Yeah,
well, James, I wanted to get into your column here. We got a couple of minutes left about Hollywood stars of tomorrow being replaced by actors of the digital kind. Robots are taking over everything, James.
Well, this has been a big, for people that look towards the future, you can see it now. You walk into retail stores and you notice there are less checkers and there's more automated checkouts. If you go into overseas, you go into hotels, you'll be checked in by an Android. There are restaurants where Androids are the waiters.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously we go into assembly lines, in car assemblies, and there's all kinds of robotics. And as they, the Democrat Party pushes for mandatory minimum wage, fast food is looking at automation and robotics. And, you would think that wouldn't affect actors in Hollywood, but there's new techniques, and it just makes sense when everything's getting digitized. Music is digitized. We now have gotten to the point of a digital actor who will look completely human. And two movies that are coming out in the fall use this technology. One is called Gemini Man, where Will Smith, who is now 50, can you believe the freshman is 50?
I know.
He has to battle a 20-year-old version of himself.
Mm-hmm.
And so they use digital technology to create a young Will Smith who is acting alongside Will Smith.
Did he get paid twice as much for the other character?
There's a digital 20-year-old version of myself that can make movies now.
Exactly.
And so it creates all kinds of headaches for, contracts and rights and things like that. We've seen these holographic images of performers. We saw a commercial with Audrey Hepburn.
New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor James Hurston on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The two staffers assigned to watch accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein in a federal lockup cell reportedly slept for much of the time they were supposed to be guarding him. That's according to the New York Times. Epstein found hanged in his cell over the weekend. Former mayor of New York Rudy Giuliani is also a former prosecutor there, and he says that facility has clearly gone downhill in recent years.
I remember that facility as being one of the most secure facilities in America. Never had a problem with it because it was so well managed.
American rapper ASAP Rocky has been found guilty of assault following a street fight last June in Stockholm, Sweden. A Swedish court saying today that he doesn't have to do any more jail time there after serving a month in a Swedish detention center, but he has to pay the victim restitution. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, "Dad, this is good." So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised. Because my wound, like, closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Right, what more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Believe. Turn it up.
Baby, why don't you just meet me in the middle? I'm losing my mind just a little. So why don't you just meet me in the middle? In the middle.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, you know, it's okay to meet in the middle as long as you're heading in the same direction and the end goal is close, okay, at least in the zip code. And I understand in today's political environment, it's like we're not even on the same planet right now the way things are going. Hey, you ready to open the books? We're going to open the books here with Adam Andrzejewski with OpenTheBooks.com. And because it's important to see what is going on with your money. I mean, this is absolutely insane. Adam, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Well, thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me on the program. I'm doing well.
Well, there's a lot to cover here, and the effort and the great job that you guys are doing to hold them accountable, and I say them, you know, for people to understand, one of the big reveals this week was what's going on with the Small Business Association. You know, there's a lot of money earmarked that is supposed to go to small businesses across the country, and in opening the books, you discovered that, boy, that money is not going where it was intended.
Exactly. So we broke this yesterday in an hour-long interview on C-SPAN and followed it up last night on the Tucker Carlson show with an interview. Mm-hmm. And, Bill, I appreciate your platform to educate the American people on where their tax dollars are going. I mean, who knew that the Small Business Administration. You know, they're supposed to be funding small businesses across
exactly.
the country. Who knew that our taxpayer dollars are being used to subsidize low interest rate loans to the tune since 2007 of $300 million to America's private country clubs? That's
exactly.
golf clubs, swim clubs, beach clubs, yacht clubs across the country. $117 million flowed into zip code 90210. That's Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills, exactly. Right.
Of the past 5 years.
Uh-huh.
And look, the entrepreneur that is the eyeglass designer for frames worn by Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise received $2.2 million of SBA lending.
Wow, this is incredible. Now, this is, you know, these are just some of the highlights of the money that was lent out, the people's money. Okay, this is our money, ladies and gentlemen. This isn't some nebulous, you know, government operation. But again, this is the people's money. And they lent out some $170 billion over the last 5 years. And Adam, in Open the Books, said, hey, let's break it down. $12.2 billion goes to Wall Street, Adam?
So, you know, this is an agency charged with helping mom-and-pop businesses on Main Street, those men and women entrepreneurs that have great ideas but can't find financing in the public, you know, in the marketplace. So the SBA is supposed to come in and bridge those gaps and help these entrepreneurs and lend to these Main Street businesses. And when we opened their books, our auditors actually found that in the last 5 years, $12 billion didn't go to Main Street. It went to Wall Street. It funded some of the largest investment houses in the country. One of these we showcased on the Tucker Carlson show last night. It's in our report.
Right.
You can come to openthebooks.com. It's a free download of our report on the SBA. One of these investment bankers, they're based in Silicon Valley.
What is this investment bankers? How are they able to, you know, juke the system to where they can access SBA money?
Well, exactly. And you know, the American people don't know that this is going on. It's a big subsidy. $12 billion over 5 years is a big subsidy. Here's an example of just one of them. In Palo Alto, California, in the Silicon Valley, there's a company called Hercules Technology. They're so successful, their stock is traded on the NASDAQ exchange. Their CEO was just, you know, they've taken $300 million in SBA lending, in the recent past.
Mm-hmm.
Their CEO is just scooped up in the college admissions scandal. He resigned as CEO, but he's still on their board, and he's still being paid as a board advisor.
Wow. Well, you know, when you have this kind of money flying around and the lack of accountability, it is ripe for abuse. You know, this is other people's money. It's OPM. And here it is, of all things, you know, when the government is so big, it can't keep tabs on all this, Adam. And, you know, this is coming out of our pockets. I mean, you even point out that you discovered $16 billion in bad loans. I mean, these guys couldn't get a job at a regular banking institution or a financial institution with that kind of track record.
Well, you're exactly right. So the SBA, 57% of their entire portfolio are million-dollar loans and above. And so over the course of the past 5 years, there's been 40,000 recipients, Bill, of million-dollar-plus loans coming out of the quote-unquote Small Business Administration.
Mm-hmm.
Since 2007, there's been 75,000 recipients of million-dollar-plus loans at the SBA. Now, our auditors, we mapped every single one of those loans, and we put it on an interactive map. You can key your zip code, click a pin, and you can see who in your own neighborhood is getting $1 million or more out of the SBA.
Adam, when I remember in the early days, you know, when I had a couple of startups, and the expectation in terms of loans were, you know, traditionally less than $500,000. I mean, you had to have something really special, you know, to go into the, you know, seven-figure landmark area. You know, so they were generally at that level to where you had more people being helped, thank you very much, by the SBA by design. So now what you're
seem to be indicating is these average loans now are, you know, seven-figure plus without a wink.
Well, yeah, we've entered into new territory with this government lending program to the private sector, which strikes you as a couple of steps down the road towards socialism.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, here's a story from my hometown in Hinsdale, Illinois. We had four family-owned, multi-generational.
I love this story, ladies and gentlemen. You got to take note of this. I mean, because you know we talk about how China, you know, what they're doing in terms of money manipulation, how they help their own companies and everything like that. This is a similar story happening here in the United States, which I got to tell you, when I heard about this, Adam, I was very frustrated because, you know, what we want in business is that there would be a level playing field. But when you're using the people's money to obliterate established businesses, you know, there's just something wrong on so many levels. Go ahead and tell your story.
So in my hometown, about 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, the SBA loaned $4 million to an upstart Rolex jeweler that, mm-hmm. that had qualified to be a Rolex licensed Rolex jeweler jewelry shop. Mm-hmm. And they armed him with $4 million. Now, here's the thing. In my area, there's four family-owned jewelers. They've been there on a multi-generation basis for up to 50 years. The youngest one has been there for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they pay taxes, and they've got successful businesses, and they want to expand and hire, and they have employees. And all of a sudden, their tax dollars are being used against them on their home turf because the SBA lent $4 million to a brand new jewelry shop to compete against them.
Right. So they can push them out of business, and they're using the people's money to do that. I mean, how is that fair on any level?
So it's not. And, you know, the SBA makes some very bad decisions. So we highlight in our report they're lending to Lamborghini auto dealers across the country.
Oh, wow.
And it didn't
wow.
work out well for the taxpayer, let me tell you.
Well, I'll tell you what, when we come back, I'm going to have you break that down. But also, my understanding, you know, to become a Rolex dealer, you've got to demonstrate that you've got your act together, that you're pretty well healed. And if you're that healed to get a Rolex franchise, what are you doing borrowing people's money?
Absolutely.
I mean, it doesn't make sense. I mean, other than, okay, we'll get the money and we're going to buy market share by forcing the other people out of business. We're just going to underbid them, right?
And this is what's going on. It's unleveling a level playing field.
Exactly. More from Adam Andrzejewski and Open the Books right after this. Stay with us just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour. Go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information you need to know.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, It doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
I guess we could almost say that about the political, conversation these days, is it's goo-goo and gaga, huh? Well, no goo-goo gaga here, you know. We give it to you straight as we continue to remain committed to pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. This portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by my friends at Network Capital Funding, the direct lending team, is going to start saving you money on your mortgage and high-interest credit card payments. You ready for that, huh? Why not? Look at the rates. They're down low, so you might as well work with a partner who's going to be looking out for your best interests, and that's what they do at Network Capital Funding. Give them a call, 800-700-8068, 800-700-8068. They've got all the details for you. Adam Angieski continues with us, the founder of Open the Books and author of Operation Drain the Swamp. Adam, boy, I'll tell you, we got to keep our eye on the ball. I mean, that's the vision. I mean, the swamp is there. It has been working against us. And, what you have done in this recent expose here is to demonstrate in hard numbers how the swamp is misusing the people's money.
Well, and let's just, you know, we keep coming back to zip code 90210 because it was made popular in the TV show. It's California,
right.
It's Beverly Hills, it's glamour and glitz. And, you know, the SBA is using our tax dollars. So let's say you're a taxpayer in Cleveland, Ohio. I mean, I think you're going to be pretty upset that you're funding and subsidizing and guaranteeing loans for doctors on Wilshire Boulevard in Beverly Hills, California, that you're funding high-end beauty high-end design schools in zip code 90210, that you put $1.75 million of this subsidized lending into a French wine importer in Beverly Hills that's been around for the last 30 years.
Are we getting any discounts on wine bottles or anything like that? I mean, is there any dividend for we the people on that?
Well, I tell you this much, Bill. We noticed that the SBA a couple of years ago was funding Lamborghini auto dealers. And I'd feel a lot better if I was driving one. Because these Lamborghini auto dealers were going belly up and taxpayers for millions of dollars. And this actually happened in my hometown as well. A $2 million loan went to a Lamborghini auto dealer, and a couple of years later, he went belly up, and the SBA charged it off against taxpayers for over $1 million.
Oh, wow, wow. This is unbelievable. Now, so here we've got $120 million going to private country clubs, beach clubs, swim clubs, tennis clubs, yacht clubs. Wow, you know, what a gimmick here if you can get away with it.
Well, we found in the data, and there's probably more, but over the course of the past 5 years, we found 74 yacht clubs were greenlit for SBA loans. To the tune of $36 million. So the SBA, Bill, check this out. They found a yacht club in Oklahoma, which solves the question that if you sail your yacht to Oklahoma, yes, you can park it. This yacht club received $4.2 million of SBA lending.
Wow. What are we doing wrong here? Huh?
Look, this is congressional underreach. Mm-hmm. Congress needs to conduct oversight of agencies like the SBA. You can't put them on automatic pilot. They morph. The mission creeps. Mm-hmm. And what we have here is mission creep on steroids. You know, an agency that was started to help struggling mom-and-pop businesses on Main Street that couldn't get private credit has now morphed into funding the wealthy lifestyle.
This is unbelievable. And this trajectory that the SBA has been on, how long has this been going on, Adam? I mean, you know, is this just something that's happened recently, or is this, you know, this has just been, you know, bad practice that they have embraced over the last several decades?
So our auditors at OpenTheBooks.com, we actually looked at that question. And we downloaded the SBA failed bad debt portfolio starting in the year 2000 for the first 15 years of this century. So it's between 2000 and 2015. And the SBA admits to a $24 billion bad debt portfolio. They charged off against the taxpayer account $16 billion. And they admit that in those failed businesses, it displaced 1.4 million workers. So the SBA's bad decisions, it has real-world pain and consequences for not only taxpayers, but also for workers when they unlevel these level playing fields.
Exactly.
Now, Bill, 1.4 million people that are displaced, that's a big population. We looked at this. It's the population of the city of Dallas or the metro population of New Orleans.
Wow. Well, serious consequences here when you take your eye off the ball and you trust the government. And meanwhile, you've got forces in the political stream saying that we need bigger government. If we only had bigger government, we wouldn't have these problems, is what they tell us. Speaking of employees, you also reported regarding Baltimore. You know, Forbes reported that Baltimore's 30,000 public employees cost taxpayers $2 billion. But that's not enough to save their own city. What's going on?
So specific to Baltimore, when that became national news, what we try to do at OpenTheBooks.com is we try to take hard data into the national conversation because we believe that if you inject real facts into the public discourse, we're going to get better conversation and better solutions at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. So what our auditors found was in the city of Baltimore, there are based at least 30,000 public employees. Those 30,000 public employees are employed by the city of Baltimore, 13,500 of them, workers, which is an extraordinarily bloated payroll. Then you have 10,500 educators in the city schools. And on top of that, you've got 6,500 federal workers based in the executive agencies based in Baltimore. Okay, you also have state employees based in the city. But the Maryland comptroller didn't give us the city locations. So there's thousands more. There's more than 30,000 public employees. The total taxpayer cost of those of the cash compensation is north of $2 billion. And we don't even know how many there actually are because the state of Maryland refused to give us city locations to their employees.
Why are they refusing? I mean, this is public money. I mean, don't they have to declare this?
They'll, at OpenTheBooks.com, we fight. We fight to keep transparency law wide.
Mm-hmm.
We are fighting all over the country to do this, even at the federal level. This year, and we're fighting with the Office of Personnel Management over this, they changed their data release policy, and we are not getting city locations. We're lucky if we get county locations of where people are based, even at the federal level.
Is this across the board, or is this politically motivated to where you find one party over another, following, transparent policies?
It's across the board.
Mm-hmm.
Politicians love to run on transparency in both parties, and once they're elected, they run away from it as fast as they can. Now, I want to remind everybody listening to your program, because this is a critical point, that our right to transparency is enshrined in our founding documents. It's Article 1, Section 9 of the United States Constitution, which says that a regular statement and account of the receipts and expenditures of all public money shall be published from time to time. And now it's the Internet age, Bill. There's a clear interpretation, and it's post every dime online in real time. Open the books.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, it holds people accountable. I mean, because when you're doing stuff in the dark, this is when you get malfeasance, you get fraud that takes place. I mean, this is ripe for all this, is it not?
It is. It is. And specific to Baltimore, they're getting a tremendous amount of federal money on a per
capita. Yeah, this last year, over $16 billion, and there's some reports saying, well, we don't know where it went. What do you mean? You don't know where $16 billion went? I mean, what? All of a sudden, you've turned into Iran, and you got pallets in the dark of night, and the money has disappeared.
Well, we compared Baltimore up against other major cities across the country, and we looked at 107 major cities. Baltimore was fourth from the top.
Wow.
in the largest receipt of federal grants and direct payments. So if you were a family of four in the city of Baltimore over the course of the past 4 years, it's the equivalent of $7,000.
Who was number one?
Number one was Washington, D.C., no surprise,
mm-hmm.
followed by Chicago. And Chicago was about four times greater than Baltimore.
Wow.
On a family of four basis over the course of the past 4 years, in the city of Chicago, you'd have a family of four would have received about $8,000 a year, $32,000 over a four-year period.
Just for being.
Just for being.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, that's our money. And our money is being used to buy votes and to hold people down across the board, because we know the thing that one of the most important things that leads to happiness and fulfillment in people's lives is a job. And if your job has become working for the bureaucracy and being a recipient of these monies, I mean, what is that doing to your own dignity? This is very dangerous, Adam.
Well, I think the why our reports are so important is they show the pernicious influence of government spending at every level, local, state,
okay,
federal.
We have to leave it there. Where do they go for more information really quick?
OpenTheBooks.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe.